Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm your host, Jackie, and with me, as always, is the brilliant Kira. Today, we're diving into the deep end of Alphabet's first quarter 2024 earnings call. Kira, ready to decode some digits?
Absolutely, Jackie. Alphabet has certainly given us a lot to talk about this quarter. From AI innovations to YouTube's growth, there's a lot on our plate today.
Let's kick things off with a bang. Sundar Pichai, Alphabet's CEO, started the call with some big numbers. Alphabet's annual revenue has tripled from $100 billion to over $300 billion in just 6 years. Kira, that's like going from zero to hero, but financially...
Indeed, Jackie. It's impressive growth, driven largely by their core services like Search and YouTube, but also by their expanding cloud services. Sundar highlighted that YouTube and cloud are expected to exit 2024 with a combined annual run rate of over $100 billion.
Speaking of billions, let's talk about AI, the belle of the ball. Sundar mentioned their AI model, Gemini 1.5 Pro, which has shown significant performance enhancements. It's like the brainiac of AI models, understanding long contexts and juggling multiple modes like text, audio, and video.
That's right, Jackie. And it's not just about being smart, it's about being efficient. Alphabet's infrastructure, with their custom TPUs and data centers, is designed to handle these AI workloads efficiently. They've even managed to make their AI models 100 times more efficient than 18 months ago.
Moving from AI brains to global gains, Sundar also touched on their global product footprint, with products like Android and Chrome boasting billions of users. Alphabet's reach is truly global. It's like they're throwing a worldwide tech party, and everyone's invited.
And let's not forget the monetization paths. With advertising, cloud services, and subscriptions, Alphabet is not just growing. It's also diversifying its revenue streams. For instance, Google One now has over 100 million paid subscribers.
From cloud to YouTube, Philipp Schindler, Alphabet's chief business officer, shared some updates too. YouTube's advertising revenues were up 21% year over year. That's like your favorite band's comeback tour selling out faster than last time.
Exactly, Jackie. And on the cloud front, Google Cloud has introduced over 1,000 new products and features in just 8 months. They're not just playing in the cloud, they're shaping it.
Before we take a short break, let's not forget the financials. Ruth Porat, the CFO, highlighted a strong quarter with consolidated revenues of $80.5 billion, up 15% year over year. It's like Alphabet's bank account went through a growth spurt.
Indeed, Jackie. And with that strong financial performance, Alphabet is not just sitting pretty. They're actively planning for the future with significant investments in their technical infrastructure.
What a whirlwind of numbers and innovations. We'll pause here for a moment. When we return, we'll dive deeper into Alphabet's strategies and what they mean for investors and the tech world. Now, we are taking a short break to hear about Zeed.
You know what's crazy? There's finally an app that makes learning about and participating in the markets immersive, simple, and intelligent all at once. It's called Zeed. This platform combines snackable video lessons, embedded AI insights, and automated portfolio tracking capabilities. Trust me, you do not want to miss out.
And we're back. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie, generative AI in search. Sundar mentioned that they've been experimenting with this for nearly a year across a wide range of queries. Kira, doesn't that sound like something out of a future tech manual?
It certainly does, Jackie. Generative AI is reshaping how we interact with digital information. Alphabet is integrating AI overviews into the main search results page, focusing on enhancing user experience and increasing search usage. It's fascinating to see how they balance innovation with practical application.
Absolutely. And speaking of balance, let's talk about the global stage. Alphabet isn't just a big player. They're practically running the show with 6 products, each boasting over 2 billion monthly users. That's like having the entire population of China and India as your user base.
That's an apt comparison, Jackie. Their extensive product ecosystem not only allows them to reach a vast audience, but also to integrate AI features across multiple platforms, enhancing user engagement globally.
Now, diving into some of the techie bits, Alphabet's infrastructure. They've got these custom TPUs and data centers that are about as futuristic as they come. Sundar mentioned that these are designed for efficiency, which is crucial when you're training sophisticated AI models like Gemini.
Right, Jackie. The fifth generation of TPUs is powering ambitious AI projects, and their efficiency has improved dramatically. It's like having a sports car that suddenly becomes as fuel efficient as a bicycle.
From techie to touchy, let's not overlook the human element. Sundar praised their team's efforts in driving these innovations. It's not just about having the best technology, but also the best people to steer it forward.
Indeed, the synergy between top-notch talent and cutting-edge technology is what keeps Alphabet at the forefront of the tech industry. Their focus on simplifying structures to improve execution velocity is a testament to their strategic foresight.
And speaking of strategy, let's not forget the financial gymnastics here. Ruth Porat, the CFO, talked about their robust financial performance with a significant increase in operating margin and net income. It's like Alphabet is not just playing the game, they're setting the scoreboard.
Absolutely, Jackie. Their strategic investments, particularly in AI and cloud, are not just about expanding capabilities, but also about ensuring sustainable growth. It's a delicate dance of innovation and investment.
Before we wrap up, let's circle back to YouTube. It's not just a video platform, it's a cultural powerhouse. With over 1 billion hours of content watched daily on TVs alone, YouTube is setting trends and shaping entertainment.
And with YouTube's new AI-driven features, like Dream Screen for creating AI-generated backgrounds, they're pushing creative boundaries and transforming how content is created and consumed.
What a journey through Alphabet's universe. From AI innovations to financial feats, it's clear they're not just keeping up with the future. They're creating it.
That's all for today's episode of Exposed Earnings. We hope you found our deep dive into Alphabet's earnings as intriguing as we did. Remember, whether you're a seasoned investor or just curious about the tech world, staying informed is key.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time with more insights and a lot more fun. Until then, keep investing and keep questioning. Bye for now. This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.